When you listen to this reading of Three Easy Steps to Getting a Dog, you will hear questions about what you read. When you hear a question, stop the CD and think about your answer.
Three Easy Steps to Getting a Dog by Melanie Joy. Illustrations by Chum McLeod. Three Easy Steps to Getting a Dog by Melanie Joy. Illustrations by Chum McLeod. Introduction. Hi, I'm Quentin. I love dogs, and I really want one. I need to convince my mom and dad to buy me a dog. I thought of asking them, but when I asked for a dirt bike, they said, "We'll think about it." Then that's all they did. Think. I'm still waiting for them to stop thinking. This time, I'm taking a new approach. I won't ask. I'll do their thinking for them. I'm going to gather information, make an argument, and convince them that having a dog is a great idea. Step 1. Gather the information you need to make your argument. My goal is to investigate how my family feels about pets. So, I've designed a survey. I don't want Mom and Dad to know that I'm warming them up to the idea of getting a dog. I'll just tell them that I'm doing a survey.
Look at the survey at the top of page 6. It is titled,
Survey, Family and Pets.
The instructions beneath the title read,
Answer all questions. All information is confidential.
The survey has 5 rows, one for each family member. Their names are written down the left side.
Mom, Dad, sister, brother, me.
The survey has 3 questions written across the top, and each question has a choice of possible answers. Each answer is at the top of a column. There are 7 columns in all. The first question reads,
Do you have any allergies?
The choices in the columns below are,
Yes, no.
The second question reads,
Would you ever want a pet?
The choices in the columns below are,
Yes, no.
The third question reads,
Which of these popular animals would you pick as a pet if you absolutely had to choose one?
The choices in the columns below are
Dog, cat, elephant.
Look at the thought bubble on page 6. It reads,
Let's see, what choices should I give besides a dog? I know, cat. My sister is allergic to cats. Nobody will pick cat. And an elephant. Nobody's even allowed to keep an elephant as a pet within the city limits. Who would want to clean up after an elephant anyway?
Do you think that Quentin might be trying to make his family answer in a certain way? Pause the CD and discuss it with your partner or group, or write down your thoughts. When you're done, start the CD again.
Wow, that was easy.
Look at the finished survey below. All the family members have marked X's where their names line up with their answers. Look at the handwritten note beside the survey. It reads,
I am choosing one only because it says absolutely, Mom.
It looks like most of my family wants a pet, even Dad. But I see that I have one major problem. Mom. Step 2. Identify counterarguments. Why wouldn't Mom want a pet? A pet would be so much fun to walk, or wrestle, or play catch with. Why wouldn't anyone want one? Why? Why? Why?
What do you think Quentin will do next? Pause the CD while you think this over or write down your thoughts, and then start the CD again.
How can I win Mom over to my way of thinking? I have to figure out what she doesn't like about pets. So I write, Dearest Mom, I noticed from the survey that you checked no to wanting a pet. What is your reason? Please check one of the following. A. Pets smell. B. Pets chew things. C. Pets are too much work. D. All of the above. Your loving son, Quentin. P.S. Take your time. Use the back for comments. Within minutes, I have her reply. What? She hasn't checked off anything. It just says, please read my note on the other side. I hold my breath, turn the paper over, and read.
Dearest son, who would take care of a dog? Love, Mom. P.S. Have you cleaned your room lately?
After reading Mom's note, I'm pretty sure I understand my problem much better. Looks like I'll need another survey. Step 3. Address counterarguments. I get right to work and design my next survey. I know that if this step works, I'm sure to get a dog.
Look at the survey at the top of page 13. It is titled,
Who will take care of the dog?
The survey has 5 rows, one for each family member. Their names are written down the left side.
Dad, brother, sister, me, mom.
The survey has 4 columns, and at the top of each column is a choice of answers. The first column reads,
I can walk the dog.
The second column reads,
I can bathe the dog.
The third column reads,
I can feed the dog.
The fourth column reads,
I can play with the dog.
Quentin's dad ticked off, I can walk the dog. Quentin's brother ticked off, I can bathe the dog. Quentin's sister checked, I can feed the dog. And Quentin chose, I can play with the dog.
I place this survey into a pink envelope. That's Dad's idea. I spray perfume on it. That's Dad's idea, too. I place it on Mom's pillow with a chocolate beside it. That's my idea. I'm sitting in my room, waiting and hoping. My fingers are crossed. My legs are crossed. My arms are crossed. I feel like a pretzel. Suddenly, an envelope slides under my door. I pick it up. It's addressed to me. I open it and read,
Dearest son, thanks for your note. If Dad will walk the dog, and your brother will bathe the dog, and your sister will feed the dog, then let's get a dog. Love, Mom. P.S. You can check my name under I can play with the dog.
Conclusion. Here we are in the pet shelter. I see the dog I want and run to give it a hug. Then I look around. Oh no! Everyone in my family is running to a different dog. What am I going to do?
Look at the thought bubble on page 18. It reads,
I know.
The speech bubble on page 19 reads,
Here we go again. Step 1. Gather information.
The survey below is titled,
What kind of dog is right for our family?
The survey has 5 rows, one for each family member. Their names are written down the left side.
Mom, Dad, Brother, Sister, Me.
The survey has 3 headings written across the top, and each one has a choice of possible answers. Each answer is at the top of a column. There are 8 columns in all. The first heading reads,
Size of dog.
The choices in the columns below are,
Big, medium, small.
The second heading reads,
Color of dog.
The choices in the columns below are,
Dark, light, spotted.
The third heading reads,
Age of dog.
The choices in the columns below are
Puppy, Adult.
Do you think this survey will help Quentin's family agree on a dog? Pause the CD and discuss the reasons why or why not with your partner or group, or write down your thoughts. Then start the CD again.
Glossary. Approach. Step or steps taken toward a goal. Argument. Reason or reasons given for something one believes in or wants. Counterargument. Reason or reasons given to prove an argument is false or wrong. Design. To plan and make. Investigate. To gather and study information carefully. Survey. A measuring tool to collect information, a questionnaire.